Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And we have two interviews today. We've got the Healesville U3A. We hear from them every couple of months. And between 1 and 2, we've got Phil from Bridge Builders down in Lilydale. We've never had Phil. We had him on to talk about his postage bike extravaganza they've got coming up, but he'll be here to tell us what Bridge Builders actually do. But anyway, let's get into Healesville U3A. We have John Pascoe, who's a big honcho up there as the president, and we have George Doig. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan, very much.
Now, it's been a little while since we like to try and get you on every quarter to find out what's going on, and I guess it's been a pretty dismal quarter for you, this one.
It hasn't. I mean, when we've actually been able to get together, it's been lots of fun, and in many ways, it's as though nothing has changed. But the reality is that lockdowns and curfews have made it very challenging for us to keep going in the way we would like to.
So how have you been able to keep going, John?
Oh, we operate within the restrictions. Many of our classes can operate, apart from when we're not allowed to under the current curfew situation, and when we were not allowed to sort of do anything other except the four or five things like shopping and exercise and medical and all those sorts of things. But for most of the time, it hasn't been like that. And so we've been able to get together in classes, but the biggest challenges we've had are sort of managing things like density limits.
Yep.
A lot of our classes, a good number of our classes are more than sort of 12, 13. And so when you start getting into density limits and all that sort of thing, it makes it very difficult for a group of 22 to get together.
And it's a fairly small place too, the courthouse, isn't it?
Yes, but we have other facilities that we use. Got the Senior Citizens Hall and Lions Club and so on. People have had to revert to all sorts of strategies to manage that.
Yep.
So, things like sort of rostering people, or the first, sending out emails saying who can come, who doesn't want it, who's not able to come, just trying to manage numbers.
Yep.
That way.
And also with your exercises and that, I guess the masks are a bit hard too.
Well, I was going to say, that's the other challenge. I mean, for most of our classes, masks are not a problem. But when you get into things like dancing and theatre and singing and exercise to music and what have you, it does provide a challenge. What we've said is we follow what we think are the appropriate guidelines, that if people are getting together, they need to wear masks when they start, wear masks as they're travelling. And then, but if they start to get short of breath or they find it a challenge, they're allowed to remove them. And they're advised to sort of sit to one side for a little while they catch their breath, but they don't always do that. But then they put their masks back up when they can. But
I get short of breath without wearing a mask. Now I believe that our Premier says I have to drink alcohol through my mask.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to take it off outside to drink.
Only when you're out in the street, George.
That's pretty good too, George.
So masks are an issue, density limits are an issue, and I think also for leaders in particular, just some of the uncertainty of what's coming up. I mean, in terms of planning activities, with one of our exercise leaders, we were about to come out of lockdown, but then she realised that she put together a lesson and all that sort of thing and activities, and then she found that she couldn't have a whole class there, so she then has to decide how she's going to manage that. So she can either sort of take half the class or
do you do that, John?
Yeah, you can operate with. I actually rang up the COVID hotline to get some instruction on things like exercise classes, and they gave us the go-ahead for some of our activities, providing we stayed within density limits. They were absolutely clear about that.
Yep.
Masks, they were absolutely clear about that. And the QR coding, we've got QR codes in all our facilities now. So they were absolutely clear about that. So we've enforced that. We've had a COVID marshal at the door checking people in, doing all those sorts of things.
But as you mentioned, Alan, we're very, very lucky to have the courthouse.
Yes.
It's only a small building, but it has sort of yard areas that we've been able to use, particularly over summer last year, which we'll maybe go into something later about being able to use it coming into the next summer. So, you know, we could sort of fill the areas, and we're very, very fortunate with the assistance of the senior club too. They're very, very, very good to us at Wigan in public.
And if you're...
I just said they've been very flexible and very helpful.
If you've got an activity outside, it's only the 1.5, isn't it? It's not... There's no density limit on the yard, is there?
Well, geez, Alan, you're better than I. I have to wait each day to see what the rule is. it's changeable, but, yeah, we do the 1.5. We can do the 2 inside, outside. But it's a nice expanse. I don't know if you've driven past recently.
I certainly have. Yep.
But it's great. And then during summer, I think our current president either bought or stole a very nice tent that we
use. I don't want to know.
But it's very, very handy.
Don't give away my secrets.
Sorry. We have lost a lot of classes in the last 18 months, but when you consider all the problems that other people have at the moment, but not being able to work and not doing that. So, and listen, we're doing pretty well, and I think we've still got a great community around Youth Rehab, which is working reasonably well.
I'd add to that, George, one of the delights, I think, for this year, and it's a reflection on our community and the U3A organisers, is that our numbers have actually grown. We're actually bigger than we've ever been.
I was going to ask you that. So it has grown during COVID.
Yeah. We're sitting on just over 250 at the moment. I think it's about 253. Sure. Last year we maxed out it. We got to about 245, 243, something like that. Yep. So, you know, people aren't being deterred from joining, and I think a lot of that has to do with the socialising aspect of it. I mean, what we do offer is good company.
Yep.
Despite the fact that I'm there and George is there, we.
I wasn't going to touch that.
I can push my own narrow, I think.
Guys,
but our numbers have grown. So, yeah, although what George says is absolutely right. I mean, classes have been on again, off again.
Yep.
I actually did the figures the other day. In the 4 weeks of classes since the 28th of May. Sorry, we've had 4 weeks of full classes since the 28th of May.
Yep.
We've had 10 weeks of lockdown and two of school holidays. So, you know, we've been more off than on.
Yep, I'd agree with that. The other thing too, I guess that once we get out of this, and we've got to be honest, we are going to get out of it, no matter how bad it looks at times, I guess there's a lot of people are going to want to get out and do things with you, aren't they, that they've been stuck at home. As soon as you're able to open up as best you can, I guess you're going to get a lot of people wanting to get out.
I had a note here that sort of, what we normally try to do twice a year is to have an afternoon tea, so everyone can get together, regardless of what class they're in, and we go to the seniors' hall and get together. But we haven't been able to do that because of all the different rules and regs.
Yep.
So I must admit, we tried to organise this year. I think I call it the soup kitchen, but it was more of a get together and sort of, because you know you have to sort of bring your own cup, can't supply cup or eat. So we've tried to do that, and we had it all set up. Everyone was making soup, and then 2 days later, someone closed us down. But we try. We're trying.
That's the best way. Guys, I've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
It's true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly.
Valley FM 99.1, local, live and loving it.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 24 minutes past 12 and 12 degrees. And I have with me both George and John from the Healesville U3A, and we talked about the things that they haven't been able to do and the things they have been able to do. But tell me, apart from the fact that we're hoping that the classes are going to continue, because it's only about 2 weeks till school holidays, isn't there?
It wouldn't be that far away, I don't think. You're right, actually. So, but I think, yeah, just to answer your question, with every opportunity we've had, we've continued our classes, which come abruptly to a halt occasionally, but never mind.
Overnight, almost.
You spoke off air before about our great extravaganza.
Now,
each year.
We want to hear about the extravaganza.
Well, you'll get there. We'll get there. But when we do rehearsals when permitted, and as I said, we use the seniors' hall for our rehearsals. Yep. You've spoken and know Lois very well. Well, she stands there with a whip, getting us working very hard. I must admit, just as a funny anecdote, we were doing rehearsals only 2 weeks ago before the last closed down. And my dear wife, who used to be a, a fire something or other at some building.
Fire warden.
Fire warden, and there was this smoke coming through the building. So all of a sudden we had to ring the CFA, evacuate the seniors' hall. There was all these people in strange costumes standing. And, yeah, a lot of people didn't know what was going on. And we had, I don't know if you know Mr. Fuster, and he's running around saying, whenever you can, get back in.
Didn't want you outside.
We're trying and we're continuing as best we can. Yep. We do the costume preparations, as we've spoken before, and yep, we all had a dress-up first rehearsal 2 weeks ago. Whenever we can, Lois gets sewing groups together, sort of we do all our own uniforms, et cetera, so which that continues to go on. Some classes we continue. If numbers permitting, we can do it during those off lockdown periods. But if we get to it, I've sort of run the cryptic crosswords currently, and whenever we get a chance, we do it by Zoom. There's only 10 of us, so we can go to the courthouse and do that, which is fine. Yep. And we're getting on really well. We're getting used to it, actually. It's been now 2 years. I just sort of, in terms of, might just get John to talk about, you know, it's the density problems that we have in going forward with the extravaganza in MIMO and the seniors' hall that John, if you sort of want to cover that off.
Well, just before you do, John, yep. What's the theme for the extravaganza this year?
One is a Christmas pageant.
The old Scrooge.
Yeah.
And the other one is John Pascoe is dressed up as a musketeer. It's the Three Musketeers. And so we have a few uniform changes, but they're fun.
No, they're good. All right, sorry, John, you go on.
I was just going to say that, you know, as well as the Zoom classes, I mean, we've got people who, Di Coffin, for example, with her exercise to music, if she can't run a class, she'll send a video out of an activity which on YouTube, which people can sort of sit around and do in their own homes, to music and things like that. So, you know, I have to say we've got a fantastic group of leaders who are very supportive and go out of their way to make things as possible as they possibly can.
And I guess
accessible.
In this time, when people are stuck at home so much, they still really need a bit of interaction with other people, don't they? Particularly if they're by themselves, whether it be male or female. It's an awfully long day if you're just sitting there by yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things I've been doing, much to George's chagrin, is that I send out emails to all the members from time to time. And, I try to make them informative about something or other that's going on, particularly with COVID. You never quite know. They just need some clarity. Yep. But also it's just a means of keeping in touch and just letting them know that, we're thinking of them. And, you know, so those sorts of things are really important.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, Alan, but I had an old neighbour who came from Townsville, and his mother complained that he never wrote to her. So what he decided to do was enrol her in the Reader's Digest. So she'd go to the letterbox every day and get a letter at least addressed to her. Now, if you join U3A, I guarantee you'll get a message from John most mornings.
Oh, well, it's keeping the group together.
In fact, there was one this morning.
There you go.
All right, we've just got to take another quick break. The song I'm going to play now is Ernie Sigley, Love is a Golden Ring, and most people listening today, particularly I hope all the U3As are listening to what your people are saying about them.
Hey, Paula.
Sorry?
Hey, Paula.
No, we're going to have Love is a Golden Ring because this one's Ernie Sigley by himself. Most people will know that Ernie Sigley passed away early this week at the age of 82. The last few years for Ernie were pretty bad. He had Alzheimer's, and anybody who's seen anybody by that knows it's just a horrible disease. It gets worse and worse. But this was back in his heyday, Ernie Sigley, and Love is a Golden Ring.
Hi, folks. This is Speedway Buzzer. You're listening to the greatest little radio station in the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Your love and mine, dear, it will shine, dear, just like the golden ring on your finger. Love isn't just for tonight, or two arms that hold me so tight. Love is a song that two must learn to sing. Love for me. for lonely lovers lost, this message I will bring. Love is a golden ring. Love is a golden ring. Love is a golden ring.
To the little Aussie battler, Ernie Segley. And if you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1 this Sunday, I'll be here live doing music, memories and more, and we'll play probably about three of his tracks because I think he did a great job. And we'll even play Hey Paula with Denise Drysdale because she played quite a big part in his life. So this Sunday between 12 and 3, sometime there, we'll have a tribute to Ernie Segley. Anyway, we're here now and we're talking to both John and George from the Youth Rally in Healesville. What are the sorts of things you've had to cancel? I see hit the road trips. They've had the goal.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think the last time we spoke was we just came back from Jacaranda or whatever.
Yes.
That would have been March. Late March, early April, I think.
You were lucky you got it in.
Exactly. And then the next one we did, we had hit the road trip for based on going to Avenel.
Mount Beauty too.
Sorry?
We went to Mount Beauty?
Yeah, well, no, sorry, the Jacaranda Mount Beauty.
Oh, right, sorry. Sorry.
And
my geography's not as good as yours.
Children.
But I don't like our chances for September 10. I haven't spoken to Anne, who runs it, but I think she's already put in a plan of deferment at this stage, which, you know, makes it difficult, but that's it. But
where were you going to go, George?
Avenel.
Just up near Seymour.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it wasn't a long trip, but nah, can't do it.
And certainly,
another thing is, we've had a lot of bad luck with our garden club. Our garden club meets every third Wednesday of the month. And just every time something's organised, someone will slam a lockdown on us. Because I was actually, you know, the Brussels sprout farms out of Coldstream?
Yep.
We were supposed to go back there about 2 months ago, and I was actually looking for it because a rare animal. I like Brussels sprouts. So I was going to skip
that. I don't mind them either.
So unfortunately, that got cancelled. And then we had our swap meet, which we do every year, that everyone brings in sort of, you know, their cuttings and so forth, and we just put it on the table, everyone shares them and has a swap around. Had to cancel that last week. So, yeah, unfortunately, there's a few things that people look forward to every year, but looking look forward to doing them next year at this stage.
Sounds fair. John, let me just ask you this. When things start to happen, what's the policy on U3A about people having the vaccination? Is it going to be a requirement they should have, or you're not going to, or what's going to happen there?
To be honest, Alan, we haven't given that a great deal of thought at this stage. Apart from, you know, I think our policy would be to encourage. I don't know that we would be in a position to mandate it, to make it compulsory, certainly.
Well, the Privacy Act would come into it anyway, wouldn't it? If someone didn't tell you, well, what can you do?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think it's very difficult to, in a voluntary organisation like ours, to police, to make sure, to go through all of the sorts of things that are necessary to make sure that people are vaccinated. I only know of one, maybe two members that I've come across who haven't got vaccinated yet, but the vast majority, as far as I can detect, have, and that's only through casual conversation.
Yep.
Vaccinated yet? Yep. All that sort of thing. Yep. So I think, are we going to put in place a policy? I think if we were to create a policy, it could only go as far as encouraging people to do it. But as you know, at the end of the day, being vaccinated doesn't actually stop you carrying or spreading.
No, it doesn't, does it? It just saves you going to hospital with it.
It does.
And the other thing is too, John, that I've get a feeling, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, it's a bit early, I've got a feeling there's going to be a two-tier situation, that if you've, once you get vaccinated, you'll have something, whether it be a letter from the doctor, and you'll be allowed to do A, B and C, whereas a person who's unvaccinated might only be allowed to do C. I'm starting to feel that there might be a two-tier system, to be honest.
I have. I mean, they're already talking about COVID being the disease of the unvaccinated.
Yep.
That's the point to which, I mean, if you look in Sydney at the moment, the vast majority of people who are finishing up in hospital or getting it are unvaccinated.
Yep. All right, guys, we'll just take another quick break and we'll be back with more. You're listening to the voice of the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where the time is 17 minutes to one. Can't believe how quick the hour's going. And we've jumped up a degree. We've hit 13 degrees. We're looking for 15, so we probably get there. Down tonight to 8, 16 tomorrow, partly cloudy. But I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. But I have with me both John and George from Healesville U3A. Guys, I see that Seniors Week's coming up in October, I believe. Have you got any special plans for it, or is it, I suppose it all depends on COVID?
It's actually, I believe it's Seniors Month now. And which is the month of October. And in the past, we've held an afternoon tea or something to coincide with that, but the logistics of that are just too difficult in terms of food and drink and service and people, all that sort of thing. So what we are doing this year is that we've booked a space in Healesville. There's a little space between the library and the MIMO, which has got some seating and a small stage and so on. And was designed by the Shire, the council, with sort of rep of performances and things like that in mind.
Oh, yep.
So on October the 8th and the October the 22nd, we've booked that space between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening. And we have to work around pictures being shown in the MIMO, films being shown in the MIMO, so because we've got amplification and things. And we've got Doug Fudge, who runs most of all our string programs, is going to organise a group of performers, and they perform regularly different other places like aged care homes and so on, to put on a show for about half an hour.
That'll be all right.
And
yep.
We're also, Lois is organising for a group of the singers from the theatre show to perform some of their more memorable numbers.
Oh, true. Terrific. That'll be great.
It'll be quite professionally put together. We'll have amplification there, mic. It'll be mic'd up. I've been talking to the council about it, and we've always got to get our COVID policies in place and things like that to make sure that we run as safely as we can. But we've got that space between 4 and 7. We anticipate that we will perform for about an hour. But it could go longer, it could go shorter, depending on response and so on. But Doug,
depending on how hard they throw the tomatoes at us.
Well, I was just going to mention, I see George is going to bring along his ukulele group.
George is going to have to choose between ukulele and singing, I think.
He might. Oh,
yeah. So that's our contribution. That's one of the things we want to do with Seniors Week in mind. And the time actually works quite well because it will allow children after school, assuming school's running, allow children to come along. It'll catch some of the tourists coming through Healesville at that time, shoppers and things like that in the evening. And also perhaps some of the theatre crowd coming out after watching a film.
Yeah, that sounds great. And hopefully by then, being outside, there shouldn't be a lot of restrictions other than maybe the 1.5 or 2 metres, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, and that's one of the reasons we've gone for the outdoors. I mean, the outdoors is appealing.
Yep.
Because there are maximum numbers, but we won't exceed those. In the past, there have been total numbers of, I think sort of 100 people or something like that, whatever it might be. But outdoors, daylight saving kicks in, I think, round about the beginning of October. So we should be, it'll be light. With a bit of luck, a bit of spring warmth will be in the air.
Hope so.
So, yeah.
All right, guys, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Back to the valley. she's from. That's land six is far and away. Just like she was in 1968. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee in their hands. Off to you, heaven's warm 22. She'll be winding through the black spur soon. Rusty panel, bullet hole and decay. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Pray the way through. Good luck trying to catch that old dodgy. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee.
We've been talking about hills for nearly the last hour, and Cal Kennedy, who sang that song, actually hails from up Healesville way. But anyway, he's probably a bit too young, in fact, miles too young to be involved with the U3A. But anyway, John, look, I'm really intrigued, and I think this really deserves to be promoted, and I'll promote it quite a bit when the actual dates are set. But you've got a men's health program coming up, hopefully in 2022. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because I think these are really great ideas.
About 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, I was contacted by Brian Meyer, who is the project manager for the Yarra Rangers Men's Health Project. Oh. And he set up a number of programs in different parts of the valley. There's one in Lilydale that I know of. I think there's one in out around Croydon. But I think that, so he was keen to set one up in Healesville. And really his, what he runs a program. I'll spread the word a little bit. I was only one of the three or four people that he contacted. He contacted the Men's Shed. He contacted the Living and Learning Centre. He's supported by Eastern Health, and he's also supported by the Shire. And what he wants to do is puts in place a program which simply allows, which he calls the Men's Health Program, and it focuses on men's health issues and really is a means of just encouraging people to, particularly when they get to our stage of life, to talk about a whole range of issues. The actual programs that he put in place vary from time to time. And sometimes he can put in a 3 or 4 hour seminar for people, which will involve a guest speaker and perhaps a film. At other times, it's a series of 6 or 8 weeks of programming activities and so on. But what he aims to do, it's all what's said in the room stays in the room. But essentially, it's encouraging men to talk about a whole range of things. And you know, one of the topics he's got, for example, is self-care or minding the hearth, managing depression. What does it mean to be a man in the senior years? Diabetes, all those sorts of things. And he brings in guest speakers who have expertise in those areas to be part of it. What he anticipates or what he likes to see, would hope, what he plans for, is for each group to become self-running, self-managing, so that he doesn't have to come in and do all the organising. But he certainly helps get the program running. And then as it settles in and as it becomes, it develops its own habits and so on, he sort of likes to withdraw a little bit and let people sort of run their own programs. And sometimes it finishes up with, you know, once a week or once a fortnight, 7 or 8 men just getting together and just going for a short or longer walk, you know, and just chatting.
Because men are terrible, aren't they, as far as looking after their own health?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the premise under which she operates, that, you know, men are not the best people at talking about those kinds of things. I mean, they're never the first to go to the doctor if they have an ailment. I think women are much better at that than that. But, you know, he doesn't want to contain it exclusively to men. I think, you know, there may be room in any program for couples or for women to be involved as well. But, you know, because, you know, often, I mean, most of the men I know have got very supportive spouses, but they too can be part of it if, from time to time, as determined by the group. But it's a very important, what I like about it is that it's a joint venture. It's not just the U3A running a program, but our space, the courthouse, could be used. We'd be an integral part of the whole thing, but also, yeah, the men's shed could be involved, would be involved, Living and Learning Centre possibly. Eastern Health would supply sort of support through medical doctors, psychologists, counsellors, whatever they might have access to, and the Shire would also.
No, I think it's a terrific idea. Well, you haven't set any dates yet, obviously.
No, we had planned to meet on the 9th of August, but then, you know, lockdown.
John, when you do get those dates, if you could let me know them, we'll certainly, I probably talk to you about it, and also we would like to do probably an interview about it, because I think that's very important. Guys, we're fast running out of time. Someone's going to give us a phone number and how we get hold of you all, please.
George? Well, actually, no, you got the book. But I have to very quickly, just in case Lois is listening, nothing will stop her running our extravaganza. So, worst case scenario, it'll be in the park on the grounds, or the grounds of the courthouse or in the local park. And also, come summer, we'll start doing our Friday afternoon get-togethers in the courthouse yard.
Good. George, we've got to go quickly. Just the phone number, please.
The phone number for those who would like to contact and discuss any of the issues we've raised is 0490 917 975.
Could you give us that again, please, George?
0490 917 975.
And I guess I can. You've got a Facebook page, have you?
No, we don't have a Facebook, but we've got a website.
Yep.
And the website is hillsville.u3a@bigpond.com, I think it is.
All right, guys, I've got to go.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for coming along. We'll talk to you later on the year.
See you soon.
See you. Bye.